The Hoosier behind the jazz charts, Belford Sinkey Hendrix, on this moment of Indiana history. Although his name rarely graced the marquee, Evansville-born composer and arranger Belford Sinkey Hendrix was a central figure in the jazz world. Born in 1909, the African-American musician got his start playing piano in the town's black clubs and such white establishments as the McCurdy Hotel, where he also worked as a busboy. At 15, Hendrix entered the Indiana State Teachers College in Terre Haute, working his way through school by gigging with the Paul Stewart Band, among others. Graduating in 1935, he pursued his musical studies in New York City before serving in World War II and returning to Evansville. Unable to support himself as a musician there, Hendrix moved back to New York after a divorce in 1950 and started to play, compose, and arrange for the Count Basie Orchestra while establishing connections. Hendrix arranged singer Dinah Washington's hit versions of What a Difference a Day Makes and It's Just a Matter of Time, which he also helped compose. For Nat King Cole, Hendrix arranged the chart-topping songs Ramblin' Rose, Dear Lonely Hearts, and When You're Smiling. Additionally, Hendrix often conducted the studio orchestra for these artists' recordings. By the time of his death in 1977, Hendrix had composed over 100 songs and arranged scores of tunes for orchestras, small groups, and individual performers. Hendrix's relative obscurity may be traced to the fact that some of his compositions appeared under the pseudonym Bill Henry. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the Indiana University Department of History.